Oh, it has been a day, Lori. Hi, Lori. How are you? You're in Lyndhurst. You're going to play this round of Trump Tui. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, 30 this year. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, look, a day over 29.
So let's please ask Jen to leave the room so I can play all of these drops. And also we
Stop
can.
It. Do you do it when I leave the room, too?
No, never.
Oh.
And... We
oh,
can begin the game.
Yeah. He does?
Yes.
Whenever you're ready, Lori. I'm sorry.
Even if you're not here.
Timothy.
Like, if we're playing Trump Timmy, he'll still hit a nice little...
No, he does not.
I'm keeping the essence of the show alive. It's very professional.
That is feels like
I'm
it's not
to do.
Professional.
All right. I'm sorry, Lori. Whenever
is
you're ready.
Anything about this show professional?
It's never... We've never said it. It's not in a liner.
No.
It's not an illegal ID. It's not anywhere on the Jen and Tim show page.
Okay,
anything
good.
Professional at all. Lori's just trying to play the game.
Wouldn't have a problem.
She has some things to do. Jen's also going to play the game.
Yep.
Jamesy's don't.
All right. Whenever you're ready, Lori. I mean it this time. I'm sorry.
All right. Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes. I hate that that's funny. Kinda.
All right. We'll see you, Jen.
Oh, you're yodeling.
My birthday. I'm allowed to play these drops. All right.
I do enjoy the yodel.
They are pretty fun.
I wish
you
I knew
started
the backstory.
This. You played a couple of those when we were in Jamaica, and you had full control of this board. It was amazing.
Once
and
you find them, it's just
took another hour to load them in, so we have some more, and I have some more to play. All right, Lori, you know how the game works. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Just make sure you give us that answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, ask her the same 5 questions. It'd be great. Maybe you'll win that mug on a Friday heading to the weekend. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, let's begin with question number 1. Specifically, Jason Kelce bringing back his competitive edge with his new YouTube series. It's called Kelce vs. So he's going to challenge himself to learn entirely new sports and compete alongside elite athletes. Jason Kelce is well known for being an elite athlete in which professional sport?
Football.
All right. By the way, you see him standing like it's a 100-mile-per-hour fastball and he's trying to hit that thing?
No.
I don't think that's a great idea.
That's kind of scary.
Question number 2. Dua Lipa is a global pop star, as we all know. And now, with Google and her cultural performance or platform, excuse me, Service 95, they are launching curated travel lists that fans can use for kind of a Dua Lipa-inspired trip with locations all over the world. Now, Dua Lipa was born in this city, which is the capital of England and the UK.
He was born in... United Kingdom,
Let's
London.
Go. Okay,
London.
Nice, London. Absolutely, you got that in plenty of time. Question number 3. A YouTuber has been banned for life from all 6 Flag Parks after, well, I don't know, posting a viral video showing himself slamming some Chicken McNuggets while riding Cedar Point's Millennium Force. Please don't do that. So McDonald's has 7 Dippy Doo options for those nugs. I need you to name 2 of the 7 not named ranch.
Honey mustard and barbecue.
Nice job. Question number 4. A new TV drama series is in the works, and it's all about Celine Dion. The series Growing Up Dion is being produced by her brother, and it's inspired by her nephew Jimmy Dion's book called A Family Saga, exploring her upbringing and also her rise to fame. Celine Dion, over or under 8 Grammy wins for Celine Dion?
I will say over.
Let's go with over. Question number 5. Disney Plus is going to be hosting 3 exclusive episodes of The Simpsons that will not air on Fox. For example, a double episode of Extreme Makeover Homer Edition. That's going to be released in June, followed by a full-length episode of Simpsonly, and then also Yellow Mirror, which is a take on Black
These names
Mirror.
Are crazy.
They are crazy, which is happening August 26th. Which fictional city do the Simpsons live?
Springfield.
Let's go with that as the answer for question number 5. Now we're going to see how you did. We're going to bring Jen back out of the studio for her to answer those same 5 questions in 4 minutes. Let's continue on with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Lori and Lyndhurst. Answered 5 questions a minute ago. How did Lori do?
Lori got 4.
Oh, my goodness!
I feel like it would be another birthday gift for Tim if you did win the game today.
Oh, I would not hate that at all.
No, I know you wouldn't.
If you care about him at all, you'll lose.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. I haven't been smack talked in a while.
I like that. Yeah. More people should do that. Bring it. Like, you would do that.
No, if a lot of people, like, she's laughing, and I like it. It's fun. But I feel like if a lot of people smack talked me, I'd get nervous that they were being serious.
That's
and then
true.
I'd get awkward.
Yeah. Feelings might get hurt.
Right.
You know, it's an entire
Don't
thing.
Don't smack talk me. Not you, Lori Can, because that was great.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was
but,
good.
Yeah.
Question number one, same five questions we asked Lori a minute ago. That, well, I don't know, she dominated. We begin with question number one. Jason Kelce is bringing his competitive edge back with a YouTube series called Kelce Versus, where he's going to challenge himself to learn entirely new sports and compete alongside elite athletes. Now, Jason Kelce is well known for being an elite athlete in which professional sport?
Football.
It was football, absolutely. Let's move to question number four. Dua Lipa is a global pop star.
Don't say that.
Please Dua Lipa don't. Is a global pop star.
Please don't.
If you know, you know. And now with Google and her cultural platforms, Surface 95.
Not many know.
They are launching curated travel lists that fans can use for like a Dua Lipa-inspired trip with locations all over the world. Dua Lipa was born in this city, the capital of England and also the UK.
London.
It is London.
Very
Question
confident
number three.
There, Jen.
You were. Mm-hmm. Question number three, a YouTuber, I don't know if you saw this, banned from all Six Flags after posting a viral video showing himself slamming some Chicken McNuggets and also sauce while riding Cedar Point's Millennium Force. Now, McDonald's has seven Dippy Doos, seven different Dippy Doo options for those nugs. Name two, not name ranch.
Sweet and sour hot mustard.
Ooh.
No,
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button. You're right, absolutely. You've got creamy chili, tangy barbecue, spicy
creamy
buffalo.
Creamy chili.
Ooh. Hot mustard, honey, they consider a dippy do, and then also sweet and sour. Yep, according to
you gotta
McDonald's.
You got to get
website.
The honey and the buffalo, put them together.
Ooh, a little buffalo honey. Question number four, a new TV drama is in the works all about Celine Dion. The series, Growing Up Dion, is being produced by her brother and is inspired by her nephew Jimmy Dion's book, which is titled A Family Saga, exploring her upbringing and also her rise to fame. Over or under 8 Grammy wins for Celine Dion?
Over.
Under.
Well, she should
nominated,
have more than that.
Nominated.
She should
16.
Have won every one she was nominated for. That's some crap right there.
That is true. Oh, she should have more.
Oh, I'm pulling that.
No.
Question number five. Be here
eventually,
a little while.
Jen's just going to be afraid to speak, honestly.
I am. He's... I'm going to just be silent. Mm-hmm. One word answers. Okay. I'm not talking.
She wrote crappy.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
How fun.
Disney...
I mean, actually, you got to get this one to tie it. Sorry.
Oh, I'm about worse. To lose. Maybe Lori Smack Talk worked.
Look at that. Question number five. Disney Plus will host 3 exclusive episodes of The Simpsons that will not air on Fox. You know, the double episode Extreme Makeover, Homer Edition. That's going to be released in June, followed by a full-length episode, Simpsley, and on July 3rd, and then Yellow Mirror, which is a take on Black Mirror. That's going to be happening on August 26th. Which fictional city do The Simpsons live?
Springfield.
It is Springfield! Wasn't that tough?
You don't call me Simpsons Jen for nothing. Easy breezy.
All right, so where are we at right now?
We are tied at 4.
Tied at 4.
Oh, a tiebreaker. How fun.
Absolutely. It's like a birthday gift. Tiebreaker question. We're going to go back to question number 3, but this is how this works. You know how this works. Lori, I need you to give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. Jen's going to write down her answer the exact same time. So here we go. Closest to the actual number without going over. Nationwide, how many years ago did McDonald's launch those chicken nuggets? How many years ago, nationwide, were those nugs released? Here is both of your timer.
50 years ago,
Jen Tuohy.
I wrote down 42.
It was 43 years ago they were launched.
Wow,
43 years ago.
That's a great guess, Jen.
That was. I can't believe
you
that.
You got some great nug knowledge.
They don't call me
nug.
I'm not going to go with that. Sorry, Lori.
You are the best. We appreciate you playing.
Okay, you're the best. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate that. Lori, you know what you need to say.
I'm Lori from Lyndhurst, and I did not trump Tui.
Who sings that song? Producer Stevie?
Billy Idol.
Nice work!
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee!
Yeah.
He is?
I read it on my screen.
Oh, man. I forgot you could see it, too. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Getting to a round of Trump, too. Francis is in Stowe. Going to play this round of Trump, too. Hey, Francis, how are you?
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate that. So let's get to the game. Whenever you're ready, Francis, ask Jen to leave the room. That kicks off the game.
Well, good morning, Jen. Would you please leave the room?
Good morning, Francis. Yes, I will. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Jen's making her way out of the door, out of the studio. Producers DB, as you know, stays in the studio with me, keeping track of the score. We appreciate that. Jen is now in the hallway, so I'm going to ask you five questions. A timer is involved. Just make sure you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done answering the five questions, I'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in studio, and then ask her the same five questions and see if you could win that mug heading into the weekend. All right. Question number one. Royal Philips and the Walt Disney Company have teamed up to bring Disney-themed MRI experiences to hospital in 87 countries. So they're going to be using characters like Mickey Mouse, Marvel Heroes, and Star Wars favorites to help calm children during scans. I think that's a great idea. What is the name of Mickey Mouse's dog?
Pluto.
Question number two. Gracie Abrams is going back on tour in support of her upcoming third album. She announced the Look at My Life tour with dates across North America and Europe beginning in December. Is there anything close to Cleveland, by the way? I looked at those dates.
I didn't see any, but
I didn't see anything even close.
I'm hoping maybe.
Me too.
There's
I
more
know.
To come.
It was a quick scan, so I don't know. Which mega pop star took Gracie Abrams on tour in 2023 and 2024?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to guess Lady Gaga.
Let's go with Lady Gaga. Question number three. Role Model has officially announced his third studio album, Chuck Timely and the Hourglass, which is scheduled for release in August on the 7th. Fill in the blank of this Role Model song, Sally, When the Blank Runs Out.
Money.
Question number four. Guy Fieri is launching a new talk show style series. It's called Guy's Feast Club. It premieres next month exclusively on Food Network's YouTube channel. The series will debut, by the way, June 11th, 7 p.m. What is Guy Fieri's signature catchphrase about exciting food destinations?
Oh, I have no idea. I would say it's hot.
Yes, it's hot. I love him driving around that car and his spiky hair and everything like that. Very cool. Question number five. Zac Efron is set to star in and also executive produce a new series from HBO and A24. It's called Angel Heart. It will be a one-hour drama based on the 1978 novel Falling Angel. In the series, let's go to High School Musical. So in the series High School Musical, Zac Efron played a basketball player named Troy Bolton who wore which jersey number?
12.
Let's go with jersey number 12 for good old Troy. All right, we're going to see if you hit on that and how you did with the other five questions or four questions next. Let's continue with this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So now Jen Tui's back into the room. Francis of Stowe answered five questions a minute ago. How'd Francis do?
Francis got one.
All right, Francis.
Hello. I feel like I'm going to have to say the phrase.
Well, you never know. You never know. Tie at one. We could go to a tiebreaker. Tiebreakers are stupid. You know.
What does that even mean?
I think I didn't make the questions hard. Sorry.
I feel like Jen should just bomb all of them as a gift to Tim.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's a great idea.
Normally, I'd say, yeah, that's a great idea. But I've given you two gifts already.
That's true. I'm all sugared up on those donuts.
Yeah. You're capped out at two gifts.
That's fair. All right. We're going to see. So once again, Francis answered one correctly. We begin with question number one. Royal Philips and the Walt Disney Company has teamed up to bring Disney-themed MRI experiences to hospitals in 87 countries. What this means is they're using characters like Mickey Mouse, Marvel Heroes, and Star Wars favorites to help calm children during scans. Great idea. What is the name of Mickey Mouse's dog?
Pluto.
Seems stressed.
I always think back, there's this one cartoon where he gets mad at Pluto, and I get so upset about it.
You feel bad for Pluto?
Yes! He's so mean to Pluto! I gotta find the episode.
He's mean to Pluto?
He's mean to Pluto.
No.
He shames Pluto and like tells him to stay outside.
Did he go potty in the house or something?
I can't remember.
It's not the best.
I can't remember what Pluto did, but it was not...
No, I'm sad.
I was just
for
like,
Pluto.
You're Mickey. You would be so sad for Pluto. And like every time I think of Mickey and Pluto, I think of that one episode. It's like a short or something.
I'd rather have a dog in my home than a mouse, so something's not adding up.
Thank you, Stevie. Yeah, that is true. All so right. I don't know that he's really good enough to him.
So Mickey is a bad dog owner?
Yeah, in that episode he is. I'm going to say it. He is. I'm going
to
find that
episode.
Will
you ever go back to Disney again, knowing this information now?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I love
Question number two. Gracie Abrams is going back on tour in support of her new upcoming third album. She announced the Look at My Life tour with dates across North America and Europe. This begins in December. Which mega pop superstar took Gracie Abrams on tour in 2023 and 2024?
Taylor Swift.
It was. Or was it Mickey Mouse? No. Question number three.
Hope Gracie Abrams doesn't have a pet dog.
She would never support a dog hater.
Absolutely not. There's no way. Poor Mickey. Really, you never know he did anything. He's got the gloves on.
Sus. Wait, he's got the gloves on. I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't hear what you said. I was just
nervous.
Listen, we're not making a good light on Mickey right now.
I love Mickey. I love Disney. I'm just telling you, he had a bad day with Pluto, and they decided to put it in an episode of this.
They should have just never made that episode.
Yeah.
They really shouldn't have.
How long ago was that? Question number three.
I don't know. It's when my kids were little, so.
Oh, so like, relatively recently? They made a bad Pluto episode?
I'm going to find
Question number three. I can't get over this. Role Model officially.
Wait till you see it.
I'm not going to watch it because you're going to ruin it for me. Role Model has officially announced the third studio album, Chuck Timely and the Hourglass, which is scheduled for release on August 7th. Fill in the blank of this Role Model song. Sally, when the blank runs out.
Wine.
It is wine.
Why is that song so good?
Question number four. Guy Fieri is launching a new talk show style series. It's called Guy's Feast Club, premiering next month exclusively on Food Network's YouTube channel. Somebody DM us?
Nate just texted me. He ruined Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Pluto ruined Christmas and Mickey got mad. Because Nate was all so upset about
there
that.
You go,
he destroyed all the lights. He destroyed all the lights.
Well, you have to reprimand the dog somehow. You can't just let it
run
loose.
At least he didn't ruin the presents.
Yeah. That's it. I'm mad at Pluto.
No, I was going
to say. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate that. That's a great birthday gift.
Thank you. Sorry.
That knowledge.
Sorry.
The series will debut on June 11th at 7:30 or at 7 p.m. Once again, talking about Guy Fieri. What is Guy Fieri's signature catchphrase about exciting food destinations?
Bam!
You actually scared me. I wasn't expecting that. I looked away from you.
Boom!
I thought more was coming, too.
It's fire!
Yeah. Bam! In Manhattan.
Who's Bam? Somebody is. Like Emerald
welcome,
or something?
Yeah, it is. Welcome to Flavortown.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, there you go. Never heard that Pluto was an annoying dog. And got in trouble.
He was not annoying.
Well, if you're tearing up
He's
Christmas
a
things.
Dog.
Question number five. Question number five. Zac Efron is set to star in and executive produce a new series from HBO and A24. It's called Angel Heart. It's going to be a one-hour drama based on the 1978 novel Falling Angel. In the series High School Musicals, we're talking about Zac Efron, as you know, played a basketball star named Troy Bolton. We want to know, what was his jersey number?
17.
14.
14.
There you go. Final total, Stevie.
Francis 1, Jen 3.
All right.
Oh, Francis, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got us distracted with the Pluto Mickey
totally
thing.
Jen.
I just
made
so
us
upset.
All sad.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, Francis. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Francis. I'm from Stowe, and I did not trump 2.